Better Business Bureau issues public reports on organizations to help empower donors to find legitimate organizations. So we are working with nonprofits to help them meet our standards for charity accountability. And as part of that process, we issue public reports that donors can check. It's a great, easy check when you're on the phone to make sure that an organization meets our standards.
And what is the Better Business Bureau doing locally?
The local Better Business Bureau operates one of the largest charity review programs in the country. We're working with approximately 1,000 organizations in Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, and Southeastern Indiana. And each one of those organizations are invited to participate in our program. And the ones that choose to participate, we provide a lot of resources to help them be able to meet standards and then issue that information to the public.
And they in turn provide you with information that firms up their legitimacy.
Absolutely. So organizations are asked about four main areas. They are asked about their governance structure, so how are they operating themselves? They're asked about their fundraising practices. Are they being truthful about their advertisements? They're also asked about their financial position and how they're spending donor money. In the last section, they're asked about whether or not they're evaluating if their programs are successful or not.
I think people have an immediate soft spot for vets and want to help. Do non-legitimate companies rely on that? Do they play to our sympathies?
Absolutely. That is one of the biggest tactics used by non-legitimate organizations, is just to immediately pull at the heartstrings when they get you on the phone or they greet you outside of the grocery store or they get you driving someplace. And they also rely on mistaken identity as well. So they have names that sound very familiar to organizations that you might know about.
Does a 501c3 designation make an organization legitimate?
It does not. There's a lot more research that needs to go into determining the legitimacy of an organization. A 501c3 status is a minimum bar for an organization. It's really a tax classification for that organization. But donors need to go beyond that and ask themselves questions like, is the organization spending their money or operating programs that I care about? Are they doing it in an ethical manner? And are they going to use my contribution in the way that I intend them to use it?
Can you give our listeners any tips about handling telemarketers?
The biggest key to remember with telemarketers is that you shouldn't be forced into giving just because they caught you on the phone. What you need to do is to prepare a budget ahead of time and decide for the year how you'll allocate your charitable contributions. Then when you get someone on the phone, if you've already made a decision to contribute to that organization, go ahead and make the contribution. But if not, you're prepared and you're ready to not make that contribution.
Is there a polite way to say no?
Absolutely. One of the easiest ways is to request additional information be sent to you about the organization. That way you're not put on the spot to make the contribution right then and there. And keep in mind that any truly legitimate organization would accept your contribution at any time. So if you ask for that additional information and the telemarketer isn't willing to provide it, that's a red flag for that organization.
You can find out how to get more information about the Better Business Bureau's Local Wise Giving Alliance on our website at WNKU.org under Local News. Erica Lehman, thank you for the advice.
Thank you.